I'm Dr. Ronald Smith, a psychologist at the University of Washington. This training exercise comes from a book published by Dr. James Askoff and myself entitled Promoting Emotional Resilience, Cognitive Affective Stress Management Training, published by Guilford Press. One of the foundation skills taught in our stress management program is the ability to voluntarily relax the body in the face of stressful events. Nature has wired our bodies to respond to such events with emotional responses like fear, anxiety, and anger, all of which involve a state of physiological arousal that can adversely affect our behavior as well as our physical and emotional well-being. Because you can't be physically aroused and relaxed at the same time, the ability to voluntarily relax yourself can be a powerful weapon to counteract the stress response. In addition to helping you control excessive emotional arousal, relaxation training will increase your body sensitivity, making you more aware of arousal and tension as it begins to occur when it's easier to control. We're going to divide the body's muscles into three groups. First, the feet, legs, and buttocks. Secondly, the hands, arms, shoulders, chest, and abs. And third, the back, jaw, neck, and face. For each group, we're going to first tense the muscles. Now, when you tense, do not make it so extreme that you risk a cramp or a pulled muscle. A healthy tension is sufficient. Next, you'll slowly relax, let the tension out halfway, and then think the word relax as you exhale and completely relax the muscles. After repeated pairings of the word relax with exhalation and muscle relaxation, just thinking or saying the word to yourself as you exhale will help trigger relaxation. You should be seated in a comfortable chair. We recommend that you close your eyes so you can focus on the sensations inside your body. To begin, take a few slow, easy breaths down into your stomach. Breathing up high in the chest increases tension, whereas breathing into the stomach, as we do during sleep, promotes relaxation. Focus on your body as you breathe into your stomach and see if it helps relax you. All right, let's begin. At step one, we're going to tense the feet, legs, and buttocks. We do this by straightening your legs to tense your thighs, while at the same time bending your feet downward to tense the calves and feet, while also at the same time tensing your buttocks. As you tense these muscles, pay special attention to the feelings of tension, the way the muscles stretch and bunch like rubber bands, letting those muscles become tense and taut, the tension making the muscles perhaps feel a bit shaky, the muscles tightening like ropes, tension flowing into the muscles. Now, slowly let that tension out halfway. Notice the difference as the tension slowly decreases. You may be surprised with how many levels it goes through, even to get to the halfway point. Notice and study the difference between full and half tension, but be aware that there's still tension there in your buttocks, in your legs, and in your feet. Now slowly let the tension out all the way. Notice the sensations at the different levels of tension you go through. Still tense, but less so than before. Now let the muscles relax completely. You can move or jiggle your muscles if you wish to help rid them of tension. That's it. Just letting go. Letting the tension flow away. The tension draining away as the muscles become limp and loose and smooth and relaxed. Picture in your mind an actual wave of relaxation that slowly flows downward from your waist, through your hips, into your thighs, down through your calves, and into your feet. As you imagine that wave, what qualities would make it most relaxing? For example, what color, if any, would the wave be? Would it be warm or cool? Think of the most meaningful, effective wave that would denote relaxation, because we're going to use it throughout the rest of the exercise. As it moves, the wave slowly flows into the hips and leg muscles and flushes out the tension. The muscles becoming limp and loose and relaxed. Your body being supported totally by the chair. Each time you exhale, say the word relax to yourself and feel your body obey. As you inhale, draw the tension out, and as you exhale, breathe the tension away as you think, relax. Notice the difference between the relaxation in your lower body and the tension that was there at the full and halfway points. Notice also how saying the word relax to yourself while exhaling helps deepen the relaxation. Just focus on totally relaxing your lower body. As you inhale, draw the tension out, and as you exhale, breathe the tension away. Now let's move to step two. Your upper body, your arms, shoulders, chest, and abdominal muscles. First, make a fist with both hands. Now bend your hands down while tensing your upper arms to tense those muscles in your forearms so that your arms and hands are tense. Now press those arms against your body to tense the shoulders and chest, while at the same time tensing your stomach muscles. Hold that tension for a few seconds and study it. Now, slowly let that tension out halfway. Notice the difference as the tension slowly decreases. Notice the difference between full and half tension. But be aware that there's still some tension in your arms, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, and your abs. Now slowly let the tension out all the way. And again, notice the sensations at the different levels of tension you go through. Now let the muscles relax completely. That's it. Just letting go. Letting the tension drain away as the muscles become limp and loose and relaxed. As you inhale into your stomach, draw the tension out. And as you exhale, say the word relax to yourself and breathe the tension away. Picture that wave of relaxation as it slowly flows downward from your shoulders, through your arms, your elbows, your forearms, down into your hands, washing away the tension. Then let that wave flow down into your chest, your upper back, and your abdomen. As it moves, the wave flows into the muscles and washes out the tension. The muscles becoming limp and loose and smooth and relaxed. And again, each time you exhale, say the word relax to yourself and feel your body obey. That's good. Just letting go, becoming more and more relaxed. Just letting go. Let's now move to the head, neck, and back. To tense those muscles, thrust the jaw out, tensing your neck muscles. Scrunch your eyes. Wrinkle your forehead. And push your shoulders back to activate the muscles of your upper back. Feel those muscles bunch, stretch, and strain. Now, let that tension out halfway. And now, let the tension out all the way. Let your jaw be limp and loose. Let your facial muscles let go of all tension. Let your back muscles, your neck muscles, relax more with each out-breath and the word relax. As you inhale, you draw the tension out, and as you exhale, you breathe it away. Let your head hang comfortably, your jaw slack and relaxed, your forehead smooth as those muscles let go, your upper back relaxed. And now let's focus on the entire body. Begin at the top of your head and slowly move downward through your forehead, your facial muscles, your jaw, down through your neck and back. Concentrate on completely relaxing your arms and hands, your chest, your back, your stomach muscles. Your hips, your legs, and your feet. Each time you exhale, imagine that wave flowing down through your body and relaxing the muscles. At every point, visualize those muscles letting go of tension, like rubber bands that were stretched or bunched and are now becoming limp, smooth, loose, and relaxed. Let any remaining tension from anywhere in your body drain out through the tips of your toes. As you inhale, you draw the tension out, and as you exhale, you breathe it away. Enjoy the developing feeling of tension, with the knowledge that with perhaps a week of doing this exercise twice a day, maybe taking 10 minutes each time, you will be able to develop the ability to produce a state of deep relaxation like you're experiencing right now, in the space of a few breaths. If you find that tension tends to collect in certain muscle groups as you become more sensitive to your body, focus your practice on those areas using the same procedure of tensing those muscles and relaxing them as you exhale. and say the word relax to yourself. If you find that a different word, such as calm or peace, works better for you, substitute that word. It's your mind, your body, and the goal is for you to have greater control over your mind and your body. In addition to this exercise, you can work on developing your relaxation skill many times a day. At any time, you can simply tense your muscles briefly while you inhale, then release the tension and say your cue word, relax, calm, whatever you choose as you exhale. The more pairings of tension release, exhalation, and your cue word that you do, the stronger will become the links between these three elements, and the stronger will become your relaxation skill and your ability to control emotional arousal. Before we end, I'd like to show you one more exercise, which is derived from yoga, which many people find very effective and a quick way to relax themselves. What I'd like you to do is take a series of short inhalations, one per second, until you fill your lungs, sort of like this. And hold that tension for about 5 seconds, and then very slowly over about another 5 seconds, let the breath out very slowly while thinking the word relax to yourself. Try that sequence perhaps 3 times and see if it helps you to experience a quick state of relaxation.